Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. It is a Fly Friday. We bring you great people with great news. This young lady is no exception. We love her so much.
Yes.
You have been watching her show, Iyanla Fix My Life. Well, tomorrow you can see Fix My Secret Addiction.
Yes, Lord. I can't wait to hear some of her wisdom and relationship advice that she'll give to help us, the spiritual life coach she is.
Let's welcome Miss Iyanla Van Zandt to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Hello, beautiful.
Hello, my beloved. How are you?
Oh, we are so fantastic. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Now, tell us about Fix My Secret Addiction.
Yeah, you know, it deals with something that's really spreading in our communities, and that's crystal meth.
Mm.
Huge in the college campus, huge in the more affluent neighborhoods. So this is a young man who was addicted to crystal meth for 12 years, starting in his parents' home. And they sent him away to go to school, and they're paying his rent, and they're supporting him financially, and he's a crystal meth addict. They knew something was wrong, but you know, like so many of us, we're looking at this thing and we're calling it something else.
Yeah,
we are not calling the thing the thing.
Yeah, definitely growing up in my home, being one of five boys and having four brothers hooked on drugs. And sometimes we'll do that. We will pass it on as something else. So it's just a behavior issue. And sometimes I know it has to deal with us being unaware of what actual drugs are being spread across our community.
Yes. Sometimes it's that we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's that we are afraid that we're not going to be able to handle it. We're in fear for the person.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it something else. I've learned through my own brother that one of the worst things that we can do when someone we love is addicted is to continually provide them with financial support.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That is one of the worst things that we can do.
Yeah. It's a destructive behavior on both sides, because I know not only they don't understand the full extent and the destructive behavior behind it, but like you said, even for us, we're adding to the destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's this story. Beautiful family. I think I'm so proud because his father was there, and his father really stepped up. I'm so proud of men.
Mm-hmm.
This season, my show, I have some of the most incredible men on this show, and because we're looking at some very hard issues. We're looking at addiction this week. We look at domestic violence. And in a few weeks, we look at the breakdown between sisters when they're fighting. We're looking at infidelity and the effect on the children.
Wow.
So we're looking at some of the issues that really plague our community. But this one was the entire family.
Mm.
And that's the thing. If there's an addict in the family, everybody in the family is affected.
We are joined by spiritual life coach, Miss Iyanla Van Zandt. She has Fix My Addiction, airing tomorrow on the OWN Network at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. What I heard you say earlier, which blew my mind, is that crystal meth is found in more affluent families?
Yes.
I had no idea.
That is really where it is. That's not necessarily an on-the-corner street drug.
Yeah.
Because
right.
there's an entire lifestyle that goes along with crystal meth.
Wow.
It's these long 3 and 4 and 5 day binges.
Mm.
There's also a very difficult problem of anonymous sex because this is the most highly potent and powerfully addictive drug on the planet.
Wow. Yeah.
So the whole issue of anonymous sex, because it heightens the senses and college campuses and affluent areas, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. But what are some of the things that we can do to help that person get back on the road of recovery? Because I know, first of all, that they have to identify the problem themselves.
One of the things that we have to do if we have an addict in our family is have very clear boundaries.
Gotcha.
About giving money, about when they come in. I know we've all heard horror stories about how someone we love is addicted and they rob the house, they steal everything. You got to have real clear boundaries. Okay, you can be here till 6 and then you got to go. It's a hard heart problem because, you know, you don't want to see your loved ones sleeping in the street or in the drug house or these things, but you've got to have clear boundaries. I think if it's a child or even a spouse or a partner, got to get some help. The Al-Anon meetings or your church, you've got to get somewhere for some help because while we think we're doing the right thing, if you've never been addicted, you don't know how to handle an addiction.
That's right.
Right, right.
So you've got to go and get some help. Oh, Yolanda, you got to pray. You got to pray. Oh, yeah. You got to pray for you. You got to pray for them. You got to pray for everybody involved in it. And the big thing is, when you see it, expect them to deny it.
Right.
And that's what happened in this situation. They kept asking about it. Oh, no, I get high, and that's it. Trust your gut. Call it what you see. And you can't force a person into treatment or rehab, and that's another mistake we make. People go in and out of rehab. They've got to be ready. We can't want it for them more than they want it for themselves.
Wow.
You know, and you can be a little aggressive about it, but if they're saying no, they don't want it, then save your money.
Wow. She is Iyanla Van Zandt. She's the spiritual life coach of Iyanla Fix My Life. She's airing tomorrow, November 9th. You've got to see this. Thank God for the transformation that happens on your show. That was my closing statement to you. Thank you for stepping up to your place of destiny and doing something that nobody else on television is actually doing.
It is such an honor for me to be able to serve God this way and serve the world this way for this purpose.
Right.
I was born, and I'm so grateful.
Well, praise the Lord. We love you so much here at the Yolanda Adams Morning
Show. I love you, too. Have a blessed day, my
love. You too, my dear.
Bye-bye.
I think every family needs to check this out this
weekend.
Everyone. Yeah.
Because you don't, I mean, it doesn't have to be a personal family member. Yeah. It could be somebody at church who is acting out, or some kid in your classroom who's acting out. Yeah. You really need to pay attention to this.
Yes, Lord.